Hey guys, we are sitting here inside the theater in Riverside getting ready for the Midnight Movie Maniacs double feature this week of Warm Bodies and Bullet to the Head. With me is AJ.
Hi.
And we have Vanessa sitting in between us because that's her favorite spot at the movies.
We're the balls.
Whoa.
Wow, that was a little graphic.
I'm a lady. Thank you.
Prove it.
So we are sitting down for two big movies of the week, the movies that are opening this week. AJ, do you have any sort of expectations as we go into Warm Bodies?
I've read the book. I love the book. I thought it was really awesome. I thought it was a great perspective, new take on the zombie genre. However, it's a movie about the book, so I expect it to be nothing like it. So I'm prepared for the disappointment. Bullet to the Head, on the other hand, Stallone, Jason Momoa, it's going to be, I think, just action-y and awesome. As long as we get that, then I'll be happy.
Yeah, I don't have any sort of expectations for either movie that we're going into. I do have the Bullet to the Head comic book, but I didn't get to read it before we started. So I'll read it afterwards, and we'll do a comparison then. For Warm Bodies, the only thing I see about it is it just looks like another way to reach the Twilight kids to me. It doesn't look like anything that's going to be super special. You had told me about the book, and it does sound like it's an interesting way to look at the zombie genre. But I'm wondering how will that translate to the film. I don't think it's going to suck either at the same time. I'm here hoping that I'm going to be entertained for the next 4 hours. And we'll have to see. You know, Stallone and Bullet to the Head. We saw Expendables. It was kind of a joke. It was action-y. It was macho. It was cool. But at the same time, the movie-wise, it was just like they played a lot about their age and being older.
Right.
So
they hammed it up about the age thing.
It doesn't look like they're doing that with Bullet to the Head.
It does, because he is actually in retirement. The character's going into retirement. It's his last job. So obviously
he doesn't look as downbeat in this as he does in Expendables.
He doesn't look as tore up.
Yeah. Looks like he tried to get back in shape for this one.
Right. Which all the commercials show him in his boxers, which I'm not okay with. But, you know, Warm Bodies, however, if we go back to it, I'm kind of reminded from the commercials of the show Dead Like Me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of expecting that kind of feeling coming from it, especially with the skinny zombies floating around and stuff. Vanessa, what do you think? What are you expecting?
I don't know. I'm kind of coming in here blind. The previews didn't look too interesting. I'm just kind of, I hope it's worth my $8 or whatever. That's kind of what I'm here for.
It kind of almost looks like a John Hughes zombie movie.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, because they did put a lot of that typical teenage romance in the preview so far, the dealing with falling in love for the first time kind of thing, and it's teenagers again, so that'll be interesting, but you know, we're in modern day, so how do you do John Hughes in modern day kind of story? And so I'm seeing a lot of jokes already in their trailers and things about being unemployed or being, you know, dealing with technology and things like that.
Plus, it was a good way to get Martin to get to go see a zombie movie, because if it was a real horror movie, he'd be crying.
Yeah, I'm saving the real horror for Evil Dead in April. That's just that one picture from the movie's freaking me out. So I'll save that fear for this. This doesn't look too. This doesn't look like a horror genre to me, which is cool. And we'll see. You know, we could come out and it could be totally unexpected.
And John Malkovich.
Yeah, John Malkovich in a movie. He can steal the show pretty quickly.
Oh,
I mean, Red.
John Malkovich. John Malkovich.
I'm John Malkovich.
Malkovich. Malkovich.
I love you, John Malkovich.
We'll have to see how that goes. Nicholas Hoult is not a bad actor either. I mean, to have him go from, we've seen him in X-Men. He's got Jack and the Giant Slayer coming out later this year. He's going back into the X-Men world to make another X-Men movie. You know,
coming from the BBC series Skins, which I actually loved him in. Not him personally, because I don't swing that way, but his character being a complete douchebag and stuff. The way, seeing his career move up from there, it's just been really cool to see.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm hoping that it's good for him. I'm hoping that it's cool with John Malkovich in it.
Malkovich.
Big fan in Red when he was in that one. And I kind of see this as the same level of a role for him in the movie. I'm not coming in with any sort of this is better be awesome or this better suck. I'm just kind of here to be entertained.
Now, do you think if, and I'll bring this question up when we do our closing for this movie, do you think that you'll be more intrigued or motivated to read the book after seeing this?
I want to read the book already, just because I want to do a comparison between the book and the film. I think if the film is terrible, I won't be as motivated to see it, because I'll just already know the movie's going to suck. If the movie has some sort of interest and entertainment value, then yeah, I'll definitely be more motivated to read it.
See, sometimes I like to read afterwards just to see how much better it could have been.
Yeah,
or to fill in the gaps of the whole story holes that are missing, you know, but... in this one, my wife was very interested in reading it, so I went ahead and read. Yes, I'm married. People actually, someone thought I was attractive enough to marry. She was really interested in reading this. Unfortunately, she's not here because she has a real life and teacher, and we suck.
Yeah, we're weirdos and losers. So,
yeah. Speak for yourself. Whoa, I'm a cool kid.
Yeah, we just drag Vanessa to these things.
Right, she ups our cred.
Because I'm pretty, I know.
Yeah,
right.
You're our pretty factor.
Right, mm-hmm. We tried it with Anthony, it just didn't work out.
The token boobs, right. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I am the boobs, not token boobs.
I heard
boobs.
My name for some reason.
Yeah, see, Anthony in the background. We said we brought you along because we need somebody pretty to hang out with us, but it didn't work out, so we started bringing Vanessa around.
Okay.
I think he's okay with that.
I'm okay with
that. He agrees with that.
And he likes being off microphone.
Oh, yeah. What's your word for the day, Anthony?
Banana hammock.
That's two words.
Hyphenated.
Biscuits. Anthony's word for the day are biscuits. Walk away from that one.
I think that's
Martin.
A good one to just sit down and get ready to watch a movie with.
So with that, we'll go ahead and watch the film. We'll be back after the movie. Quote of the night, bitches, man.
Yeah, right? That movie was freaking hilarious.
It was good. I liked it.
So we just got through watching Warm Bodies. We're now in the theater. We're getting ready to watch Bullet to the Head. Quick impressions of Warm Bodies.
It was awesome. It was a bunch of teen movies and Romeo and Juliet all mashed up together. Like you were saying, the John Hughes thing, but
yeah.
Throw in some Romeo and Juliet in there, and that was this movie with zombies.
Yeah. I dug it. They left a lot out of the book, but I can understand why. What I think I liked most about the movie, though, it did not feel like 2 hours.
No, it didn't. It was an hour and, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, but still, it went through.
Yeah, it went really quick.
Yeah. And you think they left a lot out of the book. I'm wondering, did they leave a lot of parts that would have slowed it down out of the book?
Honestly, I don't think so. From what I read of the book, they didn't leave any slow pieces out, but they left a lot of character building. Like, they showed more background into him, so it doesn't come as such a shock as to why he can talk and behave in the way that he does. Plus the feelings, like she grows more feelings toward him and some of the parts that they left out.
He's like a flower.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it seems like the character development wasn't there. Yeah, there wasn't a big long story, but they actually did a pretty good job of kind of showing it at first. You know, a little bit of how they could talk, a little bit of her missing him. Like, there was these little tiny things that you could infer a little bit more to it, and yeah, you read the book to expand on that.
Right.
This is like the Cliff Notes version of the book as a movie. And it was actually really, I was entertained, and we were laughing the whole time.
Yeah, we were cracking up the
whole
time.
That
music
good.
Soundtrack, the music they had,
awesome.
It was so wild.
Vanessa and I were singing.
We're singing,
yeah. But I mean, like, and then they did vinyls, they did the iPod music, like, you know, they did a whole bunch of everything. So it was really cool, like, bring it together.
So real quick, we're going into Bullet in the Head. So that's Stallone, Jason Momoa, action flick. It's all about a guy on his last hit. He gets involved in some drama, and he has to take care of some shit, so... What are our expectations here?
I'm expecting cheesy action, macho movie, not much for a story.
Mind blown.
I only heard half of what you said. I'm expecting axe fight.
Yeah.
Oh,
are we Vikings?
Please, I want an axe fight.
So that'll be cool. And I think this is
gonna be sarcastic. Good. I'm serious. I want to see the axe fight.
No,
awesome.
I'm dead serious.
Whatever.
Okay. They're going to throw the action sequences at you in this movie for the reason of getting you to sit in the seat. And I think that'll be entertaining and cool. I thought we were going to come from a teeny love story and be a little somber and calm. It was fun. It was entertaining. I'm excited, so now I'm excited to see this, and it feels like this is going to ramp it up even more.
I think if we see more double features like this, where we come from a movie like we just did, excited and still, and not tired enough to not want to see a second film, I think it would be cool.
Yeah, it's a good combo.
Yeah, so this looks like we've done a good choice so far. Let's hope we come out of this not crying, kicking, cursing Stallone's name.
Bitches, man. Bitches.
Bitches.
So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go into Bullet in the Head, and we will talk to you guys after the movie's done. So here we are at the end of Bullet in the Head. which in my opinion is probably the stupidest fucking movie I've ever seen.
When did Sylvester Stallone start out-acting the rest of the people in his movies?
It was, I don't know what to say about this movie.
It was very Van Damme-like.
It was a guy movie. It was one of those macho movies. Boobs, explosions, guns,
axes,
fights.
Axes.
Vanessa was all for the axes.
Were we fucking Vikings?
Seriously, Sylvester Stallone, Jason Momoa, probably the best actors in the whole movie. When the fuck did that start happening in an action movie?
There wasn't enough action in it to keep me entertained. I didn't give a shit. The story was weak. The acting was crap. The dialogue was crap. And they just handed everything on a fucking silver platter. There was no suspense. Like, I didn't give a shit.
And the ending. The ending about the, I bought myself a new car. What the fuck?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
No, he's a cool guy. You guys didn't get it? So cool. None of this mattered. He's got a new car.
Yeah, that was a very anticlimactic ending.
Anthony, get on in here.
Okay.
What'd you think?
It was alright. Tried too hard with the story, and they didn't do it well. The action sequences were... There were a couple of good ones, but most of them contrived. Just didn't work.
Yeah, they tried to be too noir.
Yeah.
And it just failed.
It
failed badly. So, like I said, Momoa was the man. The fucking axe fight was awesome.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't recommend this movie. Like, honestly, I wouldn't even download this crap. This has got to be worse than Demolition Man, in my opinion. Like,
hey, don't knock Demolition Man.
Of the two big movies we saw this weekend, I wouldn't pick this one. I would pick A Zombie Love Story.
Right. I thought, the zombie love story would be too not good enough for us.
Yeah.
That this was going to pull through,
definitely,
be the big action-packed movie this weekend, and nope.
Nope. It was quite opposite.
This wasn't even like Expendables or we just saw Last Stand a couple weeks ago. Last Stand was better than this. And Last Stand was not great. It was entertaining, but it was not great. But it had a story. It had a better bad guy. It had better acting all across the board compared to these people. Yeah, this wasn't put together very well.
15 minutes into this movie, all I could think about was what I wanted to eat when I went home.
Pretty much, I was bored.
Yeah.
I got in 30 minutes before that happened.
Oh, that's good.
You gave it a chance. Look at that.
Mine was the intro.
Alright, so that wraps up our double feature for the Midnight Movie Maniacs. I'm AJ, and this is Martin. And thank you for Vanessa and Anthony for And we want to leave you with one note. Bitches, man.
Bitches.
Bitches. Alright, guys, thanks.